This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up in 20 minutes, it's Game Show Wednesday. Valdez prepped a game called Josh or Jason. You're going to listen to some throat clearing, and if you can determine who it is, the principal owner of the Commanders or host of the Sports Junkies, you will win the prize.
Man, I was walking out yesterday with my dog, and the allergies were just destroying me. Mm. I could just tell the wind was just blowing. I could just tell it was blowing like pollen directly into my eyeballs and directly into my throat. And I was just hacking and coughing, and
right.
I just need
probably
to,
happened to Josh the other day. That's
I need
why
to be inside as quickly as possible.
Well, the wind has been outrageous at times these last few days. I played the other day; it was like literally I was in the fiercest British Open ever. Yeah, I couldn't believe
swirling.
How windy.
Yeah,
was. Yeah,
bad.
Yeah,
bad for allergy sufferers.
All right, so we're banging out calls, I guess.
We touched
people
the nerve
that want to chime in on this. I have to say, I'll speak for us. Sorry. It's above our pay grade, a lot of this stuff, the sort of the semantics of budgets and how taxes and how these things affect us as residents wherever you live. So just bear with us as we try to ask questions. But, you know, Barry brings up some interesting points, and I am sympathetic to the overall idea of I don't want people to be overly taxed. I'm coming from a perspective. I don't care where you put the stadium. Doesn't mean anything to me.
Yep.
And I'm a huge fan. I don't care.
You just want a new stadium.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
Honestly, so I just want a good football team.
You'd be fine if Northwest stayed there.
Yep, that's fine with me. Yeah. I don't think it's great, but I don't think it's horrible.
Oh, it's definitely not great.
But I don't think it's horrible.
I don't think it's horrible either. I went to two games last year and had a good time.
But I also think, so I'm, you know, whatever. I'm just a guy. I'm one man's opinion. I also think, though, that when you drive by RFK, it's an incredible blight on this.
It's gross.
It's horrible. And so I would love to see that redeveloped and, you know, and make it amazing.
And you don't
love to see that, but maybe it's not practical.
You don't want to be left behind in the stadium arms race. Like,
I guess
for years,
I don't really care.
For years, we've been seeing like polls about what's the worst NFL, you know, stadium experience. And for a long time, FedEx Field is either at the bottom or like 30th out of 32
teams. Yeah, but part
of
that is just because they didn't maintain the facility, or you know, you have ripped couches.
Certainly a part of it.
Or, yeah.
And I'll give the Harris Group credit. They like they've spent money to try to upgrade it because they know they're going to be there no matter what for the next 4 or 5 seasons.
Well, just by comparison, the new Bills Stadium,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure when that's going to be up.
I feel like sooner rather than later.
Is it going to be up next year? I'm not sure. Anyway,
look it up.
$850 million of the total, which is $2.1 billion, mm-hmm. is coming from the taxpayers. $600 million is coming from the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so obviously.
Is that similar to D.C.?
Well, D.C. is not a state.
But I understand, but it's similar.
In terms of the
public
number?
Public money.
The number?
The public money that's going in is similar.
Well, isn't the public money from D.C. going to be $1 billion?
Yeah, but Trav brings up
but some
a good
of that
point.
Might be here's, coming from other, like they might be shaving other contracts.
As far as I'm concerned, here's the difference. And 1 billion
all right,
is
it's about,
close.
Okay, here's the difference. The population of New York is 20 million.
I hear you.
The population of DC is not even 1 million. So,
I understand.
In essence, the if you just said they were the same, the DC taxpayer is paying 20 times more than the New York taxpayer.
I hear that. What are the difference in their budgets?
Well, they're actually paying less because overall, it's only $850 million compared to a billion.
Right. So more than 20 times more.
It'll be ready for the 2026 season, the Buffalo.
All right, so another year.
Okay. Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, I mean, the public money sounds similar.
Overall, but
you got a tiny pool of people.
Yeah.
I hear that. I'm not disregarding that. I mean, it is what
it's not really the same. Because there's so many more people paying it in New York.
Yeah, so you want to just do something where they pay like 1/10 of that? I don't know that that's plausible.
I mean, would you?
I mean, maybe.
And you can't tax Maryland and Virginia because it's the DMV. You can't tax those people.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You might be able to figure out a way. Now, it wouldn't be like direct, but like sales tax or tolls.
Well, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's as easy as you think. All right, let's take some calls.
You have a DMV poll for when you go into the stadium from Maryland or into the stadium.
The DMV toll, you
yeah,
said?
Yeah, yeah. Have a DMV toll.
I'm not into more tolls. I'm not into more taxes.
No, just to the stadium. A stadium toll.
Like a stadium.
I guess that's good because well, that would go.
Like easy pass lane.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
If you're going to use this lane,
yeah,
just to
come to
you're
going Virginia, to the like you're going
to
pay.
If you're going to the fields right. from Virginia or from Maryland, you have a separate lane.
I feel
lane
like there is something to that because I guess DC residents should foot the majority of the bill. But if I want to go and enjoy the stadium, I don't pay anything.
Look,
you know what I mean? Like
if you're a diehard
and all that.
Yeah, but I'm saying like maybe I should pay a little bit of a vig because I'm not living in the municipality where the stadium
is. If you're
exists.
A diehard fan, if you're a diehard fan and you're going to that stadium or to that area right. and you're hanging out and you're seeing concerts, I don't know, 20 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're butt-sized. Sure, you're using another person's dime.
You're kind of like a freeloader.
You're a freeloader.
If you're going in and enjoying it, you're not paying a little premium.
That's what the PSLs are, though.
Okay.
They're paying for the access.
They're paying for the right to buy the seat, which is a kind of a weird concept.
Right, I also want to hear from. I mean, I don't know where these callers are from, but I want to hear from callers that live, hopefully, that live near RFK. Get
all
their
right.
Take.
Well, let's go. We do have a ladies first policy. Let's go to Priscilla first. Priscilla, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junkies.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Good.
I'm a DC resident, born and raised. Been
great.
Over there many a times to the stadium for concerts, games. I'm going to tell y'all something. That area over there, ever since that stadium fell, they haven't done nothing
right
with that area over there.
It looks horrible.
Horrible. I got one question.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get the stadium, which I believe we will, put it in God's hand, what are we going to do with it? That Wrigley Stadium need to be redone. And we the nation's capital. Come on, y'all.
Right. Do you mind, though, that it might cost you 10 times more than it does other residents of other areas with new stadiums? You
know, no.
It doesn't bother
no,
you?
No, I don't mind.
What if it cost you an extra $1,000 in your taxes?
I don't care. We need that raggedy stadium redone.
She's on message. You're right. You're right. Yeah. It's a good description of it, too.
Yeah.
And I would tell you something else. That Miss Nadu, she's from Ward 1 where I live. She need to worry about this crime up here.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people
and
are saying that.
And that's why I normally get my free Nets tickets. I'm done with her. So the next time her vote come up, I'm voting no.
All right.
Ed Mendelson. Both of them. I'm done with them. And the Caps, I'm going to tell you about the Capitals.
Yeah, tell us.
If I watch the game, they'll lose. I've never been able to watch because
don't
every
watch
time
tonight.
I...
Yeah, don't watch.
Don't watch tonight.
Just... I'm not. I haven't been. I have to listen to y'all like one a little bit. What's the score? Because as soon as I watch, they lose. And no, that's one
Priscilla,
thing.
Here's what you do. Don't watch, but listen to the game.
I'm not going to watch, and right. I don't.
Right.
Listen to it on 106.7 The Fan. Right, you can listen to it on radio.
She's sacrificing.
I do. I listen to the games. Hey, how come? Well, you know what? Well, I won't get no more free net tickets because I'm done with NatDo.
She's done with her council member.
Hey, you could win Nat's tickets on this show as we play Josh or Jason coming up in 10 minutes.
Stay tuned.
Can I hold on?
Sure.
You know what? I'm going to put her on hold. Let's see.
I like Priscilla.
Did you hang up on her? I put her on hold. All right, let's go to Ronnie.
Priscilla's got the riz.
Ronnie in Mitchellville. Ronnie, what's up?
Peace and love, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Peace and love.
Yeah. The same song and dance they're using for the new stadium is the same song and dance that was used when Northwest was built. I live in Mitchellville, literally 10 minutes from Northwest Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The only benefit I received or my neighbors received is when I had season tickets, it took me 20 minutes to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get any bump by a new stadium. None.
I guess the idea is some people do. It does provide some income. It does provide some business opportunities for people. But you didn't personally benefit from it.
No, but I'm the resident. I mean, it was put in my neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who receive benefits don't live where the stadium. Well, I don't know that for sure. But they don't live necessarily where the stadium is.
Mm-hmm. That area has changed a lot, though, over the decades. Now, I don't know if it's because of the stadium being there, but, like, how long has the Wegmans been there and all those shops? It wasn't there 20 years ago.
Yeah, they haven't been there as long as and Costco, as long as the stadium is, but that was going to happen anyway.
That's true.
Because PG County used to be the richest African-American county in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that was going to happen regardless of whether the stadium was there. And here's a point I think people are missing. Between the Wizards and the Commanders, Chiefs players, how much money? And you're about to submit a budget where you're going to lose programs and cut jobs?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many jobs will be cut.
She's committed a lot of money, like a lot of public dollars.
There'll be a lot of jobs created because of the construction of the entire area. I mean, thousands. But I don't know how that works in terms of cutting.
Yeah, but I'm talking about she's going to cut jobs in her new budget. She's going to have to.
Right, right.
But you pledge $1.6 billion to two sports franchises.
Mm-hmm.
Two and two is not adding up to four. It just doesn't make sense to me. But again, hey, I'm just one person, and I get it. I'm a biggest fan as you guys are.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2025, it doesn't make sense to me to commit that kind of money, and you're about to cut programs. I would argue
some people would say some programs might need to be cut. That you could do that elsewhere. That the government shouldn't be in that business. See, that's the counter to that.
Yeah.
The government shouldn't be even doing that.
Yeah, but then you could use the money elsewhere to improve other programs.
That's fair. Okay, so, I appreciate it. Thank you, Ronnie.
I think part of that is shaving off certain budgets that they're going to put towards the roads. A lot of people think the roads need to be improved. Cakes complains about the BW Parkway all the time. Now,
I'll tell you right now.
I don't know what percentage is going to go into expanding roads, but they're going to have to expand roads.
But BW Parkway,
by the way, would be a benefit.
But yeah. BW Parkway, a lot of that's in Maryland.
Okay, well, some of the ones that are in Washington obviously have to be expanded. She talked about that.
Listen, they got to expand the Beltway. I was on the Beltway yesterday afternoon after I picked up my wife.
Where are you going to put this expansion?
I think they're doing that in Virginia. That project is going on forever.
I thought there was a little bit of room on the right and a little bit on the left.
Yeah,
it basically takes 10 years to expand for a mile.
Cakes, I'm telling you, I was on the Beltway at like 2:30 in the afternoon, which I didn't even think was that late.
It's not.
And it was a circus. Oh. Full-blown circus.
Too many people, not enough land.
We need to move away from here. Get out of D.C. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday. We've got some great prizes. We're going to play a game that Valdez prepared called Josh or Jason. Can you identify the throat clear?
Mm.
Is it the owner of the Commanders, or is it Jason Bishop, host of the Sports Junkies. That's next, 800-636-1067.